Are you ready for Star 10? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
meanwhile, back in the States.
Ho, 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 you motherfucker. This is the Hound, Santa Hound, and it's Santa Hound's Xmas Extravaganza. Definitely the last one ever. By this point, I'll sell up all my Christmas records after today. But we got all kinds of amazing... I have all kinds of amazing Christmas trash. All the biggies, Christmas in the Jungle and Santa Got Drunk and, you know, all that good stuff. The ones I only get to play once a year. And soon after, never again. And what are we going to do? Well, we got a Christmas hillbilly... nothing but Christmas records. A Christmas hillbilly hangover, a Christmas soul caboose, a Christmas blues hangover, a Christmas vom. We're going to check in with the radio family who are scattered about the globe via telephone. I guess we're going to call Bill Bruch and we're going to call Megan, or Roscoe's going to call from the Pines. We were going to bring out Handsome Dick, but you know, I hate when people are late, and he did make me wait way too long for Christmas Day, so I left him on the street. I just fired him today. No baldies in the radio family anyway. Ooh, it's a bad sign. All right, so now that I'm in a nice crummy mood... Started out here with the Marquise, Christmas in the Congo.
Santa Claus! All good children calling Santa Claus!
Good morning.
rock. Hey, everybody rock and doodle, play the bill rock. Everybody roll and doodle, play the bill rock. Everybody bob and doodle, play the bill rock. Everybody stroll and doodle, play the bill rock. Hey, Santa, oh Santa, well, doing up, play the bill rock. Hip, 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 doing up, play the bill rock. Hip, 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 doing up, play the bill rock. Jingle bells, jingle bells, doing up a sleigh bell rock.
Christmas means peace and goodwill to all men.
Observe the real spirit of Christmas.
Fancy presents upon the Christmas tree. Don't have to fill my stockings. Bring my baby back to me.
Bring my baby.
This is all I need. Well, Christmas without my baby sure will be sad and blue.
Well, no one.
Want to love me, Christmas is a special thing. I need to help this Santa, and you know that's what you
mean. Be my baby,
then my Christmas will be wild. Yes, I'll be looking for my baby when you come around on Christmas night.
Here in Norge, sir, alle Fledelikul.
Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride. to anywhere. The icy air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking all my life. A car goes running by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus. Part of all is knowing if I switched with him, I'd leave him stumbling, ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. And as I walk, I'm saying to myself, oh, silent night, hoping I can save both of our souls. Oh, God, forgive the man who drives right by the other man. Take pity on Steve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
All good children calling Santa Claus. All good children calling Santa Claus.
Christmas time comes but once a year. Ooh, I'm happy and the kids are happy too. You take the next 6 months to pay the bills. Every time I think about it, it gives me chills. But I don't care. Christmas comes but once a year.
In the jungle.
Santa Hound, ho ho ho. That was Amos Milburn there, Christmas Comes But Once a Year. Counting backwards, the Everly Brothers, Christmas Eve Can Kill You. The Marshall Brothers, no relation, Mr. Santa's Boogie. Three Aces and a Joker did Sleigh Bell Rock, the flip side of Booze Party. And Marquise opened it up, Christmas in the Congo. Give yourself an extra pat on the back if you woke up hungover on Christmas Day. Those are my favorite listeners. If you're just crawling out of bed now and you're trying to wrap somebody's present, like you can't figure out how to work the scotch tape dispenser. Anyway, we got a little bit of news. We got a little few things to renounce. Let's see. I know the A-Bones and about 25 other bands, maybe Roscoe, are at Brownie's New Year's Eve. And Roscoe Gordon is at 205th Avenue New Year's Eve. Lenny Kaye and the Dictators are at CBGB's Thursday. Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Divide Thursday. All the renouncements for now. Well, Michael Clark of the Byrds died this week. That was kind of a bummer. You know, the original drummer in the Byrds, the one who got all the girls, of a liver failure. You think he ever drank? Anyway, that's the second Byrd named Clark who died this year. Too bad about that. Anyway, best of luck wherever you go. John Wayne Gacy's execution has been set for May, hopefully on my birthday. So get your orders in for those John Wayne Gacy paintings. We won't miss you much. And our front runner for Media Star of the Year, Tupac Shakur, had a Christmas wish for everybody. He said, "Thank you very much for ruining everything I've worked so hard for." All those homicides. This is a great arrest record. Tupac had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 arrests between 1991 and 1993. 8 felonies and 1 misdemeanor. I'll read them to you some other time. Let's see. One last news story, and then we're going to do Hillbilly Hangover. See, a lot. I got so many good records that I'm not going to talk much today. I'm kind of glad about that. Let's see. There's a lot of really interesting things in the news today. Like, check out, here's a nice Christmassy story. A man who butchered a kitten and another man who stomped, kicked, and threw a cat into a tree were each sentenced to 8 months in jail. This is down in Stuart, Florida. The first guy's name was Miquez Perez, age 21. He said he didn't intend to harm the eight-week-old kitten when he stomped it. I was drunk. I did not think it was a cat. Anyway, the kitten did recover and it was adopted. And, oh, these stories with the laugh track. They're not very Christmassy. Anyway, Hillbilly Hangover. Open up. Here's one I never played before, even on Christmas. Red Simpson.
Sometimes here in the West, it doesn't snow much on Christmas. And so it makes it kind of tough for old Santa to get his job done. But thanks to the truck drivers, he'll be here Christmas Day.
Well, I've been sort of wondering about Santa Claus this year. 'Cause we live way out west and it didn't snow out here. But I'm telling you not to worry, 'cause I just got the word. Well, everybody listen closely and I'll tell you what I heard. Sam's coming in a big old truck instead of his trusty sleigh. He'll have 18 big old wheels a-pullin' him on his way. The weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. Instead of his trusty sleigh, he'll have 18 big old wheels a-pullin' him on his way. The weatherman had some problems, he couldn't get snow, you see. Yeah, Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. Santa's coming in a big old truck when he visits you and me. And he's gonna say, "Get up, Jimmy. Get up, Mac. Get up there, Kenworth, Peterbilt, Transtar International. Yeah, all that horsepower working to deliver them toys."
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree? I want some blue Christmas lights, just as blue as me. The one I love has set me free, but I've still got her memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. Pardon me, but do you have any blue Christmas lights? Blue they've gotta be. Blue Christmas lights, for that's how you left me. Kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree.
Yes, we agree with our friends in Norway, the land of the midnight sun. Everyone, but everyone, is saying Merry Christmas. We wish you and yours the merriest of Christmases and the brightest of New Year.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the place, not a creature was stirring or showing his face. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care, with everyone a-hoping they'd be getting their share. The kids were upstairs, asleep in their sacks, dreaming of king-size Santa Claus packs. I was dressed in pajamas, my feet without shoes. I was settling down for a long winter snooze. Went out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, I jumped out of bed and yelled, "Hey, what's the matter?" I went to the window, opened the blinds. Man, I thought I was losing my mind. Eyes were popping, cause what should appear but a miniature sleigh with eight reindeer. Had a little old driver, so lively and quick. Well, bless my bones, it was old Saint Nick. And up to the rooftop, he flew in his sleigh with the red-nosed reindeer leading the way. A bundle of toys flung on his back. He had a whole toy store right in his sack. He was chubby and plump, a fat little elf. He's been eating regular, I said to myself. The wink of his eye soon gave me to know that he thought I was an okay Joe. He said not a word, but quick as a light, he filled all the stockings that there were in sight. I offered him a snack, he said, "Man alive, I would like to, but I got a long way to drive." Laying his finger on the side of his nose, like a helicopter up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh,
you all a good night.
Christmas is a time of universal joy. All men, no matter what field of endeavor they pursue, feel the spirit of the Yule season. That is, all men except Fritz Koenig.
I'm sorry, Fritz, but I can no longer use you. We've become automated.
But, Mr. Danzer, I'm a master craftsman. You have said that I am the best toy maker in the world. Why, no one can turn out the quality of work that I do.
That's true, Fritz, but you take too long. I need quantity, not quality. I have...
Won't you beckon to a lonely Christmas call?
You left a year ago this Christmas, and we're wondering if you miss us. Don't know why you ever left and went away. The kids are lonely here without you. Even wrote old Santa about you. Please don't leave them all alone this Christmas day. Don't you miss their arms around you? Do their memories around you? Don't you know it's not their fault things are this way? Why not show consideration to the ones whose hearts you're breaking? Give them your gift of love this Christmas day. If you could see their little faces as round the tree they take their places, they're looking for the biggest gift of all. So why not show consideration to the ones whose hearts you're breaking? Won't you beckon to our lonely Christmas call?
You're tuned in on Santa Claus. You know, you boys and girls have been especially good lately. Is it because Christmas is so near?
To do the things together that we used to do. Now it's Christmas when you left me, and now spirits make me blue. I can't have a merry Christmas, merry without you. Last Christmas, just hoping you'd be true. My friends all say I'm crazy, honey, but I still believe in you. So I've kept that old tree a burning with a light of pretty blue. I can't have a merry Christmas. Merry without you. Don't send me Christmas greetings or give
This is a hit!
Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Quit his job last Friday, cashed his last paycheck, and Ma ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty, the phone's turned off. Where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Dad wrecked the family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning if we can raise a bail. Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents. Just bottles of Christmas. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
Coming, better shop now. Bah! Christmas is coming, better shop now. Bah!
Coming.
I'll be walking the floor this Christmas when old Santa comes my way. All my friends will be merry Christmas. But for me, just another blue day. Old Santa may drop by this year to help me light my tree, 'cause he knows that I'm still blue. I know he'd like to help me, dear, and bring you back to me. But there's some things that Santa just can't do. I'll be thinking of you this Christmas, decorating my tree with tears. I'll be walking the floor this Christmas like I've done for so many years. Drop by this year to help me light my tree, 'cause he knows that I'm still blue. I know he'd like to help me, dear, and bring you back to me. But there's some things that Santa just can't do. I'll be thinking of you this Christmas, decorating my tree with tears. I'll be walking the floor this Christmas like I've done for so many years.
I forgot to put my loop on. Hold on.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, I'm in a tizzy here. Where is it? I know I'm screwing up all over the place. I got a whole set of new set of cues to learn, so I got a whole new set of sound bites to use. Anyway, that was Ernest Tubb. Walking the floor this Christmas. We're crawling the floor this Christmas like some of you is. Counting backwards, we heard Commander Cody doing Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. Jerry Lee Lewis before that, I Can't Have a Merry Christmas Without You. George Jones did Lonely Christmas Call. The Davis Sister did The Christmas Boogie. Buck Owens with Blue Christmas Lights. And Red Simpson opened it up. Santa's coming in a big old truck. Like I says, I'm sort of in a tizzy here, so I got to spin a few more records before I come back and tell you all what's going on, because I got everything all over the place. I'm just not ready for it. So, the Martells on turntable number one, rocking Santa Claus. Oh, that turntable, somebody isn't moving anywhere.
With a jingle bomb, bomb, bomb.
Old Santa Claus, he was a hip cat with a four-button nose. Some brand new shoes way out there. He had a gold chain
and it really, really looked weird. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Santa Claus was rocking,
ding, ding.
Santa Claus was jumping,
ding, ding.
Santa Claus was shaking.
Do a bebop song with a jingle bong bong, yeah.
Baby and doll, something missed. Rock and roll records and socks and mitts. A doll's size pants and a swinging band. A head clock show on a little bandstand. Jingle bomb bomb.
Ma'ua e oka aina, kumula a'u. Pama la la elae, amina pua ho'omalu, anaka mele kaliki maka.
Whether you're spending your holiday with our friends in Hawaii, among the palm trees and flowers, or right here at home, the spirit and the sentiment are the same. In the spirit of this holiday, we send you our warmest sentiments. A Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
It was the night before Christmas. Everyone was quiet as a mouse.
You gotta be rock and rolling, rock and rolling, rock and rolling with Santa Claus. It was the night before Christmas, everybody was quiet as a mouse. Rock and rolling, you gotta be rock and rolling. Up jumped Santa Claus and he started rocking the house. Rock and rolling, you gotta be rock and rolling, rocking and rolling with Santa Claus. All the cats were filled with glee, rocking under the Christmas tree.
You're tuned in on Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm happy as can be. I'm waiting down here at your store. Guess where? Tell him, friend.
There's gonna be a lonely Christmas. Just won't be a holiday. I'll sit here in my room and cry because you went and took your loving away. It's gonna be a sad occasion, 'cause this time I know there won't be presents wrapped in any fancy paper on the branches of my Christmas tree. Last year was fine, 'cause your love is mine, and I knew you'd come when I called. This year I'll be blue and lonely, listening to the music from the party across the hall. In the Christmas gift I long for, darling, tell me once more I love you.
Friendship was fine, 'cause your love was mine, and I knew you'd come when I called. I'm blue and lonely, listen to the music from the party across the hall.
Well, I could have that Christmas feeling every day the whole year through. If you in the Christmas gift I long for, darling, tell me once more I love you.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM Heat on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Well, here comes Santa Claus, baby. Right down the lake. Santa Claus, baby, do the boogie all day. Wing, wing. Santa Claus, baby. Yes, a Santa Claus boogie, baby, boogie all over. Come down the chimney, you hear it is, in the place of that. Santa Claus boogie, Santa Claus boogie, hey, boogie all over. Hey, boogie, baby.
tell you, Santa to left, Santa to right. Come on, baby, let's Santa all night. Do the Santa call boogie. Yay, Santa call boogie. Santa call boogie, 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 boogie all night. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Santa Claus boogie. Santa Claus boogie. Boogie all the way. Boogie to the left, going to boogie to the right. Got up this morning, you want to hear? Santa Claus boogie. Boogie all over the place.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hazel Atkins, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only. With Santa Claus Boogie. It was more like a Santa Claus hunch. The Orioles' Lonely Christmas on the Jubilee label. The Hepsters did Rockin' and Rollin' with Santa Claus. The Martells opened it up Rockin' Santa Claus. I'm having a lonely Christmas all by myself here. I'm going to call my girl down in Texas. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to check in with the radio family so I don't have to be here all by myself. How do we do this again? That's what we're going to do. She actually took the picture on the Hazel Atkins sleeve. So she's... If she ever stops working on Saturdays, we'll bring her out and she could be our new female voice. It's ringing.
Down.
Idea. Ooh, second guest who no-showed us today. Oh, well. Let's get back. Let's do our blues hangover. Santa's messing with the kid. Eddie C. Campbell.
Hey, Joe. Sounds like I'm in a war party out there by the barn.
That's not a war party. It's a crowd of settlers with torches.
Hey, Paul, better get a rifle.
Huh? Well, not so fast, boss. Let me have a look.
There they are! Let them have it!
Merry Christmas, Hartford!
Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors!
Well, you know Christmas is coming.
Turn now? Oh. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, in the morning. Yes, in the morning. Woo, woo, in the morning, baby. Whoa, Christmas morning. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. bright and early morning, baby. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, underneath the mistletoe. When Santa Claus bring your presents, your horn I want to blow. Oh, yeah, it's Christmas morning, Christmas morning, baby. Yes, everything's gonna be all right. Bright and early Christmas morning.
For all you soul people. And may we tell you out there that we've got some great sounds for you tonight. And our entire cast wishes you a very happy holiday. Ain't that right? We're from all parts of the world. From London, England. From Brooklyn. Right now.
Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the little thing that you may want me to. City. Old Santa Claus had a bell in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing down with a bell ringing in his hand. Why, you know the poor children was running up, hollering, "Are you gonna come to me, Sandy?" He said, "Little girl, please put something in old Sandy's hand." Whoa, ain't happy to see these old people learning the young one. Yeah, just learning them exactly what to do. So sweet to see these old people learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago, Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking now. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking. And please hang it up on the head of the bed. He said, you know, we all God sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fit.
Good night, Jonathan.
Good night, Susie.
Good night, hon.
Good night, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, darling. Merry Christmas to you, Pa.
Yes, sir. Now, Merry Christmas to you, Paul.
And a Merry Christmas to you, boys. Many, many more. Oh, be sure to put out the candles before you go to bed. I'll just stay out here on the porch for a spell.
Good night, Pa.
Good night, son.
Good night, Paul.
What a wonderful starry sky. This is the time for stars. Christmas. They live together up there so brightly, peacefully. The way people should on Earth. Merry Christmas, all you shining stars. Merry Christmas, world.
Back in the States.
Harold here, WFMU. That was our Christmas blues hangover. Hop Wilson, Merry Christmas, darling. Lightnin' Hopkins did Santa Claus. Titus Turner did Christmas Morning. Washboard Pete did Christmas Blues. And we opened up with Eddie Campbell, Santa's Messin' with the Kid. Well, I know Roscoe won't bum out on us. Oh, maybe he will. Maybe we'll go 0 for 4 on the guests. Oh, anyway. Andy Schwartz called in a great news story, but I don't have it. I actually read yesterday's Times, and I didn't get it, about a guy shooting up Santa Clauses. But if anybody's got the times, you can call it in. We'll put you on. Yesterday's times, we'll call it in. We'll put you on the air. I don't feel like doing any more news right now. We're going to play some more records until vibe time. This is my favorite one. This is my day. Charles Brown, Miserable Christmas.
You made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. Oh, yes. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. I didn't know your love had cooled. I didn't know you could be so cruel. Darling, you made this Christmas my most miserable Christmas. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. You didn't tell me that you were leaving. I should have been the first to know. I had to find out from the strangers next door. Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas? I'm walking by the cold, cold river all by myself. I'm saying to the howling wind, why did you put me on the shelf? If I only knew, oh, what to do, I wouldn't be crying. What can I do? What can I do? Why did you make this Christmas my most miserable Christmas of all?
To see, there are wonderful toys for little girls and boys, and gifts for the entire family. It was fun to browse around the Christmas gift shop to get ideas that'll help you, you'll agree. There are goodies to eat,
delicious candy that's sweet,
and shining lights for your Christmas tree.
This is a note on what may become known as beat diplomacy, or how to be diplomatic for that little man in the red suit and the furs. Like a gatepost of Dumbarton Oaks, the Washington estate, which has been the setting for several international conferences, it bears a plaque that reads, Way Out. Like it was the night before Christmas and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, that's nowhere dead. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine in hopes the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids had all had it, so they hit their sacks, and me and the bride had begun to unlax. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a square short that was making fat tracks being pulled by 8 dogs who were wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. I couldn't help digging the scene on the roof as I stood there just waiting for Chubby to goof. They stood by the chimney in bunches and clusters till Tubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. Like he was the squarest man, the most absolute. But let's face it, who cares when he left all that loot? He's laid the jazz on me and fled from the gig, wailing, "Have a cool you," and man later like, "Dig." Have a cool you, and man later like, "Have a cool you, and man later like day."
Meanwhile, back in the jungle,
Tony Rodell Larson there, "Cool You." On the Bandbox label, same label as Sinners by Freddie and the Hitchhikers and 50 Megatons by Sonny Russell. Before that, we heard Charles Brown, "My Most Miserable Christmas." Anyway, doing a radio show on Christmas, it seemed like a good idea about 6 months ago. It doesn't seem like a good idea now. Anyway, Roscoe, the first guest and a bum on us.
Hey.
Actually, I bummed on the first guest myself. I tell you about this?
It sounds like a command decision.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's like it's Christmas, right?
Right.
So first of all, I don't need somebody to like leave me waiting downstairs, like being 7 minutes late. And then I call him up, and he's like, "I'll be down in 2 minutes." It's like, first of all, I don't need to be somebody being late. Second of all, I don't need to be yelled at. So I just left. What do you think that was? What would you have done?
Pound, I think you made the proper move.
Yeah, I mean, I'm crabby on Christmas anyway, but I mean, I don't really need to like do somebody else a favor and then have them show utter contempt for all my hard work.
I don't want to get into it.
But Roscoe, you are the first one. The second one we were going to call Megan at home in Texas. I finally get through. It's her brother, her stepbrother on the phone, like, you know, letting the call waiting go. So I guess she lost the wrestling match over the phone.
Oh, great.
Anyway, how are things at the Pines?
The Pines is rocking pretty good.
Pines swinging?
The bird is in there. We got the hound on. It's kind of like the Pines of Christmas past.
Who's all at the Pines? You got a speakerphone there?
No, we got feedback though.
Oh.
We got Mikey, Liz.
Merry Christmas, Mikey.
And Mary Lee, and I said Liz. And Gino and ML.
Small Christmas. That's the whole crowd so far?
It's early.
How was Padre Brucci's midnight mass?
He was good.
I always like his mass. I was just so drunk when you called. I was so out of it.
He's very straight and informative.
Well, it's a it's a gig, man.
And plus, I always love the two-tone sunglasses.
Yeah, those are great.
Do you have the paper out there?
I got the news somewhere. Why?
Well, because I'm trying to, you know, Mikey actually paid me from the last football game that I watched with him.
So, I got the paper right in front of me now.
Waco didn't, and...
What's happening?
We need the point spread on the Oilers-Niners thing.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for it.
Well, that's good.
Nemo, what's the vibe today, anyway?
Obvious Christmas vibe.
Yes.
I brought my own knives.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And
so you haven't started carving yet, have you?
No. And we'll hold on to it.
When do they have the point spread in the Darius? Houston, let's see. This is Houston, the 49ers we're looking
at?
Yeah.
Oilers.
Yeah. doesn't even have the points.
Really?
Hold on. Do they list it somewhere separate?
Usually with the schedule of games.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking. Let me see. Okay. Sunday's games. Man.
How about Saturdays?
Okay, wait a second. I'm here. What division? What division are they in?
I don't know. It must be West.
Oilers, 49ers.
Yeah.
It's like the one game that doesn't seem to be listed. Oh, here it is. Okay, 8.5 points.
Oh, I told Mikey I'd give him 10.
For the 49ers?
Yeah.
You're giving him 10. You're giving away 10 points?
For Mikey?
For Mikey. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a holiday thing.
How much? How much you betting?
You know, $20.
There you go.
Kind of a reasonable Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing too extra extravagant. So what are you guys drinking?
There's a whole variety of booze being offered: beer, wine, cranberry juice, vodka.
What are you drinking?
Right now? Classic Bud.
What's Mikey drinking?
What, Mikey?
Yeah.
Cranberry.
Straight
cranberry and Valium, he said.
Cranberry with crushed up Valium in it. It's cool. Very cool. Anyway.
Hi, Jess.
Jesse's here.
Jesse and Jesse's mom just showed up.
Wow.
For the Christmas festivities. Well, I guess that pretty much is the Christmas vibe.
So are you carving that?
Yeah, I'll be carving. I think I think it's a pretty good sized bird. So I don't
right.
think you, we'll
be careful.
We'll definitely hold on to some for you.
Be careful, and I'll see you at about 7.
Yeah, and we are playing on New Year's.
So Roscoe's gang is with the A-Bones at Brownie's New Year's.
We're going on last.
You're going on last, so stick around, folks.
It's a breakfast set thing.
Uh huh. Who's cool?
Breakfast set with the SCO.
Who else is on that bill? You know.
What the Liars, Swinging Neckbreakers.
I think the Liars canceled, but I'm not
oh, really?
Sure.
Swinging Neckbreakers, I know they're on.
Oh, they're good.
Maybe the Vice Royals.
Oh, yeah,
not sure.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a local alternative.
Well, there you go.
You know.
I myself.
Not like
in
alternative. I mean, alternative to like Tramps or something.
Right, right. We knew what you meant.
Not like music without a tuner.
Right.
Okay,
Skull. Merry Christmas. I got a present for you upstairs.
Ditto.
I'll bring it down.
I got one down here.
All right, see you in a few hours.
See ya.
Okay, check this bomb set out. You'll really like this. I got a couple of good ones.
Oh, I dug the Marques.
The flip side of, Christmas in the Jungle.
Yeah, it was good.
I got the flip side of Rats in My Room is a Christmas record. And I got a good Canned Heat and the Chipmunks one and some Sonics. And you'll dig it.
Terrific.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Roscoe.
Aloha and Merry Christmas
Aloha.
To the entire Hound Show audience.
There you go. Our first truly professional guest today, Roscoe. He's a pro. That's why he gets the big money. Anyway, let's get into our Christmas vom set with the Sonics.
Well, Mom and Dad said be good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year. Santa Claus, right? Sure enough, don't you know that boy didn't show? Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year. Well, tried to get a little kiss from a pretty little miss. She slapped me down, said the jerk, feels so cold, doesn't work. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year. All right. Getting half tight, one hand will slap you back, the other one will take you back. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Don't believe in Christmas. Cause I didn't get nothing last year. All right!
Christmas and all through the house. The chipmunks were chasing the Italian mouse.
Is afraid of Virginia Woolf. So Brother Dean Martin will lead the pack, not the crew. While good guy Frankie turned in his Playboy key. He spent Christmas at home with a kid in Mama May.
Doing in here?
Mice?
This is our session. We came in here to make a Christmas boogie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is 1968, brother, not 1958. Now, you mice gotta get it together. Now, if you want to hang around here, you just gotta be quiet.
Mice? Who are you calling mice? We're chipmunks.
All right, chipmunks. Cool it now and listen.
Oh, well, Christmas is a time when you're supposed to have lots of cheer. I got the blues for the world with all its troubles and fear. Now here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. I said here was one thing that the heat would like to give to you. A little Christmas boogie will chase away your blues.
Chase them away, brother. Hey, Alvin, where are you at?
Come on, Alvin! Stay out of it! Yeah, Alvin, be quiet. They really turned me on, I believe is the expression.
Listen, Alvin, get with it. Try some of this.
Oh, well, it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. I said it's Christmas time, the best hope you ever have. With a little Christmas boogie, life won't be so bad.
Oh, yes, brother,
man. A little
Christmas boogie. I do the Christmas boogie. I say, brother, do the Christmas boogie. Come on, Albert. That's it, that's it. You got it, you got it. Merry Christmas, Albert.
Merry Christmas,
Albert. I'm gonna boogie Albert. Feels a great day. Gonna boogie all the way to New Year's Eve, brother. You got it, you got it. Shake it, Alvin. Shake it, brother.
Meanwhile, back in his day.
It was our traditional Christmas bomb there. The Sonics as a pair of bookends. Santa Claus. Before that, Canned Heat and the Chipmunks with the Chipmunk song. Joey Reynolds. Flip side of our biggest hit of the fall, Rats in My Room. Santa's Got a Brand New Bag. He was a DJ down in Philly back when DJs used to be good. And they used to pay people to be good. Oh, Sonics opened it up. Don't Believe in Christmas. We might have a... Oh, here comes a... Oh, this is great. This is a listener with a news story. Hey, boss. You there?
Yeah, I got the story.
You found the story? What's your name?
Tom Burgess.
I'm Hound. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
This guy's got the news story that Andy Schwartz called in about, and he's gonna read it for the folks. Let me cue up my laugh track. I got my laugh track all queued up here.
Okay, this is kind of long, so you tell me when you want me to move on.
Well, if you want to just skip, get the good parts, you can just do that. Whatever. Do yourself.
In Denver, Santa's elves wear blue. Dirk Johnson with a special to the New York Times. Across the wall from a jail cell, 6-year-old Jessica Olson sat on Santa's lap and shared her Christmas wish list while an elf in a police uniform waited nearby with candy canes.
Ooh.
I know why Santa's in the police station, the girl whispered after sliding off the bearded man's lap. A bad man said he was going to hurt him. In the latest chilling example that nothing seems safe anymore, shopping malls in Denver and its suburbs canceled appearances by Santa Claus this week after receiving anonymous threats from a man who said he would shoot anyone dressed as jolly old Saint Nick. To salvage the holiday ritual. The Denver police are dressing up as Santas inside police stations and listening to the whispered wishes of children.
Probably
like the Weekly World News.
Turning them into snitches. Yeah.
Yeah. We feel we are better equipped to address the safety issues, said Police Chief Dave Michaud. Okay, now this next part is important because this is the letter, the threatening letters. When the initial threat was received, the police posted plainclothes officers. Gee, three Ps. Police posted plainclothes officers in the malls. But after a second letter repeated the threat and invoked the recent killing of four people at a suburban Chuck E. Cheese pizzeria, the police advised mall managers to pull the Santas. No suspect has been arrested. I got to explain something on the Chuck E. Cheese. That's like Chuck E., like Chucky's in love. You know, the
right,
Ricky's.
Right.
Oh, that's the way they spell. I don't know if there's
that's
relation.
How it's spelled, yeah.
Yeah. Time is running out on that fatso, the second letter warned. By Thursday, he will be history, along with anybody that gets in my way. Chuck E. Cheese was nothing compared to this. But then the writer spells Chuck E. like Chucky, not Chuck E.
Because he had to go by the Time style sheet.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's how. That's why.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's kind of illiterate. I think it's the bunny. I think it's the Easter bunny. Because he has this vendetta against Claus, you know. We're taking up too many of the months.
Well.
Anyway. I'll skip the next paragraph. The letter writer who claimed to be an expert marksman trained in Vietnam complained that Santa Claus was making a mockery of that religious significance of Christmas. He also wrote, "This is very sexist to think that only fat men should give presents." Totally PC. And they go on and quoting from Jessica, but then they have one strange quote from the father of that first little girl in the beginning of the story. "It's a good way for kids to learn to trust the police," said Mr. Olson, a 40-year-old insurance broker.
I don't know about that.
"This way they'll associate officers with Santa Claus." And that's a quote. They'll associate officers with
Santa Claus. Yikes.
Well, I don't know. Is this guy ungrammatical or the Times?
I don't know.
I tend to believe that the Times is slipping. But
my mind, it might just be a holiday thing. My mind is kind of slipping itself. Just the idea of a politically correct sniper is a little much for me. What does a politically correct sniper wear?
It's a Nazi ruse. They're
trying to throw him off the track.
Because somebody who cared about that wouldn't express it that way.
Well, thanks for the news story, boss.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And have a Merry Christmas there.
All right.
Did you wake up hungover?
I didn't even get a chance to wake up yet.
Oh, so you're still groggy?
I haven't gone to sleep yet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas and thanks for the news story.
You bet.
I owe you one, boss.
Okay. So long, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Well, that was a pretty good holiday story. Chuck E. Cheese. Anyway, what are we going to do now? We're supposed to check in with Il Bruce at about 10 minutes, so he probably won't be there. Actually, Megan did finally call and say her idiot stepbrother was on the phone the whole time. Back from... anyway, we won't get into that. So we got a few, but here's one on loan from the Billy Miller collection. I'm just going to play a few records. We'll come back on at 5 and call Il Bruce. This is sort of a super session. It's got Brendan Hallin and... who else is on this song? Joey Welts, a bunch of these Pennsylvania rock and roll guys. Check it out.
We're going to a Christmas party. It will be a swinging Christmas party. We got an invite from Santa Claus to join in the fun. All the swingers will be there, and we'll be there. We're going to a party. It's a swinging Christmas party. Rock, we're gonna rock away the evening. And I said roll, we rock and roll through the night. Presents wrapped up in cellophane, a smiling faces at the window pane, looking forward to raising pain. We're going to a party. A swinging Christmas party.
gonna rock away the Yankee Brothers. And I said, roll, we'll rock and roll through the night. All the faces wrapped up in silver paint, smile the faces at the window pane, looking forward to raising Cain. We're going to a party, a swinging Christmas party.
That's Mo Armstrong talking to all the kids from all over the world at Christmas time. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. A very good night. And that goes for Satchmo too. Thank you. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, I'm in misery. If you want to make me happy, bring my baby back to me. When you come this year, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, when you come this year, forget that high dramatic kitty car, I just want my baby. I want you to tell your reindeer when you're on your way, please, please be extra careful. My baby's on your sleigh. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, I'll see you Christmas Day. When you bring my baby, I bring her back to stay. A Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, a Santa Claus, if you hear my plea, listen to me. Make it down my chimney, leave her on my Christmas tree. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please bring her back to me.
For Christmas it was very clear, and we were all waiting for St. Nick to appear. Out and from high in the air we heard a terrible roar, and down, down, down his jet began to soar. Rock, Santa, rock, roll, Santa, roll. St. Nick was making like a rock and old soul. You should have seen him, he was very cute, as he came down on a rocking parachute. He rocked down the chimney and he didn't even fall. I wish you could have
have seen him. He was having a ball. Shake, Santa, shake. Go, Santa, go. Saint Nick was dancing like a cool daddy-o. Saw anyone going so wild. He wasn't reeling and a shaking. He was really having fun. But all the trouble was that he woke everyone. Rock, Santa, rock, shake your hat. Santa Nick was dancing like a cool cat. But before he left, he shouted loud and clear, "Have a rock and rolling Christmas and a swinging New Year."
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here. Who else would do that? That was the Gary Remo quartet. St. Nick Rock. We heard Louis Jordan doing Santa Claus, Santa Claus. And we opened it up with that. Let me tell you about this. This is a completely bizarre record. It's got Brendan Hanlon. Who cares? Who knows who that is? But Buddy Kay wrote the song. William Tell Taylor is on it. Joey Welts. It's on the Bat label out of Baltimore. Those old Bat labels should be. Anyway. Having a hard time with the cues today, as you've already noticed. But I'm getting it together. I'm almost getting in a better mood, especially this guy John brought me some Christmas cookies. Thanks, pal. Anyway. This may be funny. Let's check in with the Il Bruch family down in Virginia. I mean, even if he does, even if we don't get him on the phone, there's got to be something amusing about this, right? Let's try it anyway. Is Bruce in?
Yeah, speaking.
You're on the air, Bruce. It's Hound. Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Subdued.
Subdued? Yeah, you sound kind of subdued. Just well, finished eating?
Let's wander over here to the recycling bin and see just how many bottles of wine we've gone through today.
Ooh.
Like eight to me.
Eight bottles of wine. How many people you got there?
Six.
Merry Christmas, Il Bruch.
Yeah, no. Everybody's going to have red teeth for about a week.
I'm as sober as a judge.
Yeah?
Well, more sober than Saul Wattler, but...
And better qualified, too.
Mm-hmm.
So how's Christmas been treating you?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Hear that. What's going on?
I don't know. Just kind of low-key. No, it's okay. I had a bump off Manitoba. He had broke the two cardinal rules of my life. One, he was really late. And two, when I called him to, like, explain to him he should come downstairs, he yelled at me. So I left him there. He's fired. He'll never work either coast again.
What, coast of the Raritan?
The Dictator's reunion is canceled.
The East River.
Yeah.
Well, let me just jump in here and wish all of our listeners a happy Kwanzaa or Christmas or Hanukkah or non-sectarian holiday of their choice. And I hope everybody that is working is getting, like, really crude overtime.
Yeah, I hope so, too. We get a lot of calls from people who seem to be at work.
Yeah.
Or drunk.
Or both. Some Amtrak guys that are both.
Yeah. Well.
What'd you give Megan?
A lot of CDs and records. Mm-hmm. And then books. Mm-hmm. It's kind of pretty much got back books. Mm-hmm. The highlight of it was the, my favorite Christmas present so far. Well, I got a bunch of them that I really like. The best thing she gave me was the Leni
Riefenstahl
autobiography. But Brian gave me a cool little amp, a little pig nose amp.
Cool. I love those pig noses.
Yeah.
Turn them all the way up. They sound quite remarkable.
Play it in the bathtub.
But this isn't the Vibe Report.
No, I know. It's true.
Yeah, I'd be very eager to read that Leni Riefenstahl book after you. There's some documentary that just came out about her as well. It's supposed to be really great.
Yeah, I gave her a monster.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one yet?
I've seen the cover.
What a great guy.
I couldn't quite like pick up the book. The cover was so sort of, you know.
It's more violent than like anything I've ever read in my life.
Mm.
And I've read them all.
More violent than a bad oyster?
Yeah. There you go. Mm.
There I go. When are you off to Florida?
Tomorrow morning, 7:30. Yeah,
what
really.
What are you going to do tonight? The listeners having you over?
I'm going to Jack's after I get out of here.
Good idea.
And then to my house. Mm-hmm. To the Pines and then home. I don't have to leave the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. It's a shame you don't have the parking garage downstairs.
It's true. Well, someday.
God bless us every other one.
What did you get for Christmas?
What did I get? But the thing that really captivated my imagination is this sort of ribbed plastic thing that you put your baseball cap in, and then you can throw it in the dishwasher or the washing machine. That's really like, you know, it's just this kind
someone's
of easy miracle.
Someone's thinking overtime.
Well, it's cool, too, because if you try and wear it like a hat, it kind of gives you a lobotomy.
Wow.
Because it's got these little things that stick into the corner of your eyes.
So sound like you're saying that from experience.
Hmm?
Sound like you're saying that one from experience.
Well, yeah. Like I said, it may take the edge off things in ways I never thought possible before.
I'm thinking
I got a whole bunch of books.
Yeah.
A couple of short story collections by like sort of contemporary authors that I've never heard of. And kind of, you know how it is. You want to like something new. So I guess I'll try both of these and see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell else? I don't know. A bunch of amphetamine reptile records on vinyl, courtesy of my brother, the booking agent. Did I mention about the wine?
Wine, yeah. You're making me thirsty.
Mm.
Well, I'm debating whether I should go smash a copy of Jingle Bell Rock or Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to smash a copy of Jingle Bell Rock after the job I did slaughtering it at Beat Rodeo last Monday.
I heard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give my Christmas wish out for the whole world that may, in 1994, may everyone wear their baseball caps forward.
Frontwards, yeah, or not at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's the kind of thing that's got to start at home, I guess. Education, you know, the family unit, that kind of thing.
The dysfunctional family unit in my case.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'll rely on Nick Ratner's wisdom as far as the holiday season goes. Forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who have Christmased against us. That's the best way I can put it.
Well, Bruce,
my wine's getting warm.
On that note, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas again. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, you know, non-sectarian holiday, whatever.
You got it.
To all the listeners out there.
Don't forget, folks, Joe Bruce is at Brownies next Friday. New Year's Eve.
Quite a show. I'll be there all night.
Yep.
It'll be quite a show in its own right.
I'm sure it will. So I'm sorry to miss it.
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not going to miss it, so I guess we're breaking out even. All right.
Merry Christmas, Bruce.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Joe Bruce, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Okay. That phone is sounding worse and worse by the week. All right, let's just get on with it. We got queued up our Christmas soul caboose, kicking it off with Carla Thomas.
Why you go? were settled in the living room of Miss Joan Crawford's tastefully decorated home. A colorful Christmas tree at one edge of the room is almost snowed under with packages. Across the white carpet on the other wall, a stately colonial fireplace is prepared for the flames that will be warming the room before long, and the mantel is waiting for the Christmas stockings. Miss Crawford and her children are seated on one davenport facing me. Miss Crawford, my listeners and I are so pleased that you've invited us in to share a few moments of this Christmas Eve with you.
We're very happy to have you with us, George.
Suppose you start, Miss Crawford, by introducing your children to our radio audience.
This is my eldest daughter, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
And my son, Christopher.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year. I did it.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good tea. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I left to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the H&E, down in Mid Spring Valley. Where the crab tree grow. Oh, old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boss. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him by the muffles. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse. Said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers. Past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees something in old cornfield. He hollered at Johnny Walker's to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to Canadian Club and get me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse stumbled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bird. Tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of watching stock was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him, chasing down 76. Up 51, through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Now he's out in old California port. Mr. R.W. Harper, and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good garden gin.
It's easy to see, looking over the gigantic group of packages under the tree now, that the youngsters will have enough presents to keep them busy for months.
Yes. You see, I don't let them have all their presents at one time. They'll get to play with them all, you know, all day tomorrow, and then we put a large group of them aside. From tomorrow on, they earn their gifts.
How do you mean they earn them?
Well, if they stay on their good behavior, they're given their choice of what present they want next. Christopher had his birthday in October, and he still hasn't received all of his presents.
Christmas, everybody!
I'm so glad to be alive.
Do is to have a complete house cleaning three times a year. Every plaything, every article of clothing is carefully gone over and large bundles go to the children's homes and hospitals.
Do the children help you with this?
Oh, yes. I think it's excellent training for them. I always see to it that they give up something they really love. Otherwise, they don't really learn the value of giving.
Two lonely soldiers fighting the war. Won't be home for Christmas Day, so this is what they'll say.
This is the time of the year that we love so dear. Let it be Jingle Bell.
I wanna hear Jingle Bell, baby.
I wanna tell y'all that it was all right with me. Oh yeah, but I wanna tell you, I remember when everyone was so happy.
So happy, baby.
Everybody was so gay.
My, 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 baby.
Been waiting for so long.
I've been waiting, baby,
for that wonderful day. It won't be merry.
It won't be merry for me this year, baby.
It won't be merry this Christmas time.
No, no, baby.
There'll only be friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones.
Friends and loved ones. Friends and loved ones all around me now.
All around me now. All around me now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This I want to tell you now. I know that I'm feeling badly.
I feel badly, baby.
In a foxhole, sadly.
I'm in a foxhole, baby.
Everybody fighting madly. Will it ever end? If everyone, everyone will be free. I want to tell you, I can't let it bother me.
I can't let it bother me, baby.
Something I know we may never see.
Oh, I don't see it, baby.
Maybe, maybe I won't be home this time.
I know I won't be home.
But the bells will ring Saturday night in this heart of mine.
The bells will ring Saturday night in my house, baby.
Yeah, now, I want everybody to know that I want my baby.
I bet you every day.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, Cynthia, Christopher, and Christina. And, of course, to you, Miss Joan Crawford. Thanks again for allowing all of us to share a part of your Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, George. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners.
The break of day. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look here. I ain't like old Saint Nick.
come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look here. I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look here. I keep some change in my pocket in case the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no Santa I'll be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about to break a day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like for them to call me that. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like.
There's our Christmas soul caboose there. Nathaniel Meyer on the Fortune label there, Mr. Santa Claus. Counting backwards, we heard Clarence Carter, the backdoor Santa. Johnny and John, Christmas in Vietnam. That's great. That goes out to Leo. Detroit Jr., Christmas Day. Clyde Lasley and the Cadillac Babies on the Cadillac Baby label, Santa Got Drunk. We opened it up with Carla Thomas, a terrible sounding Gee Whiz, it's Christmas from this cheesy, I don't know, this, I think I got the reprocessed stereo version. Anyway, we only got 37 minutes left before Dr. Tom, who will be in here for Wild Girl. He'll be in here for me next week, and then the old codger will be here 2 weeks, and I'll be back, I think, on the 15th, unless I find something better to do with my life, which is a definite possibility these days. Anyway, so we're not going to talk. We got to play records. We got queued up here. I think it's another one on the Bandbox label, Little Joey Farr.
brought me. Before I got to the bottom of the stairs, I saw a sight that made me yell the air. I saw a rock and roll sinner. A rock and roll sinner. What was going on? He said, come on, boy, let's get real gone. Take off your slippers and put on your shoes, 'cause then he's gonna show you how to buy the blues. I'm gonna rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Rockin' in a bobbin' away. Do you like the rock? He grabbed me by the shoulder and he said, let's go. I'm going to take it down to the picture show. And I'm rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Rock and roll, Santa. Rockin' in a bobbin' away.
Remember when six kids knock on the door Christmas Eve, they sing a bunch of carols. Till they open the door, they beat your brains out and tie you up in a cellar. Christmas, humbug. In old days, used to snow a little, blizzards, icy winds, freeze your pants off. Till you gotta get inside an air-cooled movie and pay a guy to drop camphor balls from the balcony to get the Christmas spirit. Christmas, you kidding or something? Humbug, humbug, I say.
On them sleds, come home with a broken arm, but you didn't mind, it was like Christmas spirit. Snowball fights, Chima hopped up horses pulling the old troika. Yes, sirree, Bob. Today Santa comes up in a Jaguar with Dundon Blitzen hanging over the fenders. A regular moose hunt. I tell you, bah, I tell you, humbug.
Teenager Johnny
The Hellcats got two little solid dimes. We rock and bump till we get past nine. When all of a sudden our red dress daddy-o picked up his pack and said, I gotta go, go. Gotta be real gone, so move it on over. Gotta be nowhere, got a lot to cover.
New Year's Eve or something? I can remember you went out New Year's Eve. You didn't come back till March the 3rd. So you lose your job. So what? It's that holiday spirit. Today you sit home New Year's Eve, watch the crowds on Times Square at midnight over TV. Only there ain't no crowds. Everyone's home watching with you. Couple of tired cops walking around looking to sneak in a wave at the wife. New Year's Eve, are you kidding or something?
Merry Christmas, baby, and a happy, happy New Year. Merry Christmas, baby, and a happy, happy New Year. May good luck and joy follow you. Follow you all throughout the year. I don't want a brand new car or a diamond ring. All I want for Christmas is my baby back again. Merry Christmas, baby, and a happy, happy. Good luck and joy follow you, baby. Follow you all throughout the year.
Little games, ivy and mistletoes, all folks you ain't seen in years. Today, Christmas, you get a nice crowded office, see the same old boring people you see day in, day out, if they can get their mushes out of the booze. All of a sudden, the washerwoman looks like Kim Novak. Humbug on that kind of tripe. You remember the old Christmas cards? Used to get a card with a nice green tree on it, Santa with the reindeers. Today, Jane Mansfield with a bit of holly here and there. I tell you, barn a holiday spirit. Humbug! Well, I...
my side before I gave a prank. To the woods we go. Got into a drifted bank and got stuck in the snow. Jingle rock, jingle rock, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a suit of Model A. Jingle rock, jingle rock, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a suit of Model A. In a suit of Model A.
Hi, this is Pia Zadora. Here's to a very Merry Christmas and a...
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any...
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail. And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain. Souped my car to 75. Ran right into, you can guess who. And they say I'm lucky to be alive.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head. I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Down here, WFMU East Orange. That was the Youngsters, Christmas in Jail. We heard Tommy Lee and the Orbits, Jingle Rock. Little Willie Littlefield did Merry Christmas. Cordell Jackson, Bebopper's Christmas. She sent a lovely Christmas card, like she always does. Bobby and Booby, Cool Cool Christmas. Little Joey Farr, Rockin' Roll Santa. People have been saying this is kind of bumming them out and everything. I think that was kind of an upbeat set for me. I like depressing Christmas songs, but since we only got 20 minutes left, let's try to get some of the upbeat shit stuff out of the way. Huey Smith and the Clowns. Best Christmas album ever.
A real Santa Cinder, but he won't have his reindeer.
Santa done moved from the North Pole. Santa done moved from the North Pole. People down there don't rock and roll.
Santa's gonna fly this trip, and he'll be coming in a rocket ship.
Down there, no.
Il cuore del popolo italiano esulta di gioia nello spirito di un felice Natale.
Yes, wherever you are, wherever you go, as our friends in Italy say, the spirit of Christmas is in everyone's hearts. And from the bottom of our hearts, we wish all of you everywhere a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year.
Santa, Santa, won't you tell me true? How come your eyes are green when last year they were blue? Oh, Santa, won't you tell me if you're so very wise? I came from Saks and Macy's, and who are those other guys? If you know all the answers, you should be ashamed. When every time you see me, you have to ask my name. Oh, Santa, Santa, won't you tell me true? How come your eyes are green when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me why Rudolph's nose is red? And why I never hear you when I'm wide awake in bed? And why last year you brought me those coloring books galore, when everything I wanted you gave to the boy next door? Santa, 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 won't you tell me true? How come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me, how do your reindeer fly? Why you need a sleigh way out there in the sky? Oh, and if it's true you'll help us make things for girls and boys, how come I find those price tags are hanging on my door? Santa, 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 please tell me true, how come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa, won't you tell me, how do your whiskers grow when over at the North Pole it's 98 below? I hope that all these questions don't take you by surprise, because I have a feeling, Santa, you're someone in disguise. Santa, 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 won't you tell me true? How come your eyes are green, man, when last year they were blue? Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Santa Claus, 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 Claus. Come your eyes up blue when it used to be green. All the green is turned to blue. Oh, don't do 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 do. Hey, don't you look at me with those bloodshot eyes, Santa Claus. Hey, Papa, do this way, do the word. Santa Claus, tell me. Joyous sound, and no matter.
when a rotor moves. My nylons are swinging by the chimney with much care. But what I'm wigging for can't fit there. All the neighbor cats are knocking some Z's with visions, man, like, wow, presents flying through their heads. And I sit here dreaming in my overstuffed chair of my letter to Santa, baby. Hope it got there. So I wrote him a letter a few moons ago and posted it northward through the crazy, crazy snow. I wasn't greedy as so many chicks are. No request for a TV star. I didn't ask for a trip to the left bank, man. Not even a mink to my poor little me. My wish was more simple by far than even a wish for a pink jaguar. Go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, man. I didn't write Santa that I wanted to ring. Diamond bracelet, not even things that swing like Kenton or Basie or the freshman four. I didn't want a ringside at the hungry eye. Or do I wish to be like a bird and fly real, real high? I don't want diamond watches or rings, no such things. I don't even dig all the high fives that swing and swing. Yeah, that's how I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wrote old Santa for just one thing. Fervently hope the old cat will bring. So hours before Christmas, alone in my pad, I'm dreaming of morning and going real, real mad. Santa, bring me a man.
Why did you tip?
Yes?
Don't forget us grown-ups at Christmas!
Golly, no, Santa! And I need a ring and a coat and a car and jewelry and clothes and a trip and perfume and shoes and a washer, dryer, freezer.
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag!
Shirley Temple, wishing all of you the happiest possible Christmas, and hoping that you'll soon be back home. God keep you safe till then.
Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. If he'll just bring my baby home, then that will ease my every care. Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. Yes, Christmas is a joyous time. Peace on earth, goodwill it brings. But if it don't bring my baby home, tears gonna fall like showers of rain.
Well, that just about craps it up. Jimmy Liggins, I Want My Baby for Christmas. We heard from Bob Seger in the last herd, Sock It To Me Santa. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Santa's Coming. Patsy Ray and the Beatniks, Did Beatnik Wish. Marvin and Johnny, It's Christmas. Louis Prima, Santa, Why Are Your Eyes Brown? Huey Smith and the Clowns opened it up, Rock and Roll Santa. Well, listen, everybody, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll be back, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, on January the 15th. Next week, Dr. Tom will be in here, and in 2 weeks, the old codger will be here for the hound. And Dr. Tom is here right now. He's filling in for Wild Girl. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. WFMU, East Orange.
No sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, pretty stockings, turn off the light. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney tonight.
Christmas.